he wanted diet soda, but they delivered regular. And he wanted to know if you could return it. So he said the rules were like this. First, we determine whether there's a way of knowing what type of soda he would order, either from his past orders or from the way he looks. There's some way of knowing what type of soda that he would want. Then there's no shaila. If you know that he orders diet all the time and he didn't get it, he has a right to demand diet in return. The second thing we said, if he orders both, so there's no way of knowing from the type of person he is, so then we see what the price. If the price was different, then you can tell from the price, hadam and modim, so that would also be a way of determining whether he is entitled to his money back. If those two tests fail, so then we said, there's a rule, vein holchen b'mama nachar harov. We said, for sure, if the seller is holding the money, even if the rove says that most people buy diet soda, he doesn't have to give the money back because the buyer did not specify. And if the buyer is holding the money, we said, there was a machlokas whether you even go so far to say rove, but for sure, if it's equal, he has the upper hand. Maybe even if rove people do not buy diet, he could say, I have the money, I'm not paying until you return the difference. So I'm reviewing that because it's going to become nogeya later in tonight's case. Tonight's case, as we emailed, was, this is from the Sefer Mishpatei Tishmaru, that a woman went to, also in Eretz Yisrael, they just called them makolot, and she ordered seedless grapes, a kilogram of seedless grapes. And when it was delivered to her, they delivered grapes with seeds. So she goes to the seller and says, I ordered seedless, I want my money back. And the seller says, look, you know, seedless grapes cost cheaper. You're right, I made a mistake. So I'll give you the difference in price, so I'll give you extra seedless grapes. I'll deliver it to you, I'll give you the refund, but I don't want to take the whole thing back and give you your full money back. So who is right? Wait, that's the shayla.
How does he want to make it up?
He'll say, look, the price is 50 cents a pound cheaper. I'll give you your money back, the difference in price. Or I'll give you extra seeded grapes to be the value that you paid. The Mishnah in Baba Basra. Arba midas b'mochin. The Mishnah says there's four halachas, four different halachas that you have by sellers. Machalo chitin yafos. He comes in and says, I want grade A wheat. V'nims u'rovs. And what he got was grade B wheat. Halokeach yochol lachzergo. The lokeach kun say, I want my money back. Rose, v'nimsu yafus, if he had ordered grade B wheat, v'nimsu yafus, and it ended up he got good ones instead, then mocha yochol achzer, but the mocha could change his mind. Some of the mefarshim say the case was, the buyer said, look, I know that's only grade B, that's what I'm going to pay you for, and then someone else comes in and says, that was grade B, that's high quality. So in that case, the seller can get his money back. See, what's important to know here, we'll see in the next case, is that normally if there's a mekach tos, I sell you something, if you order a refrigerator and I send you a stove, so both of us can be choser, because it's not a sale at all. I didn't give you something that you ordered. Right? If it's a mekach tos, or it's a real mum, something that's a real defect, like we were talking about in the previous weeks, or something that's broken, so if it's something that's real broken, so then either party can retract the sale. But over here, it's a special halacha that if you ask for a good quality item and you got a lesser quality, so there the seller cannot say, oh, it's not the thing that I sold you, I want to change my mind and I'll refund the difference. If the buyer wants to keep that poor quality for some reason, he's entitled to do it. But since he had ordered good quality and that's what he had paid for, he is entitled to get his full money back. Okay? That's the first two rules. Right? The first rule is where the seller gets worse quality than he was expecting. He has the right to demand a refund. The second case is where the buyer got cheated and he only got paid for a lesser quality when it was really a good quality, so he can demand to have the item back and return the money. The third case is the seller gets his money back, right? The seller gets his item back and gives the money back to the buyer. The third case is Shachmasis v'nimseis levana. He ordered red wheat and it ended up being white wheat. Levana v'nimseis shachmasis, or he ordered white wheat and he received red wheat. Eitzim shal zayis and nimsa shal shikma, he ordered olive wood, and it was sycamore wood. Shal shikma and nimsa shal zayis, he ordered sycamore wood, and it was olive wood. Yain and nimsa chametz, it was wine, and he got vinegar. Chametz and nimsa yain, he ordered vinegar, and it was wine. It's a completely different item than what he ordered. So then, shneim yichonu lachzavar, then they both can retract the sale. Right, here's something that is a completely different item. The assumption is that some people want each type. Nemuka Yossi said that it's between red and white. Wheat is red wheat. One wheat is good for cooking, one is good for other, for baking. The different reasons why someone would want a certain type of wheat. So in that case, they both could be choser. So we have a rule. Well, the way the... I think the Sma, someone says the case was that he got tricked. Right, the person came in. In which case? Where the seller got something? Oh, because it was a mistake, yeah. He made a mistake. Because he should have seen it. It was a mistake. He, you know, it could be, you know, as if he knows what he was doing, so then maybe it's called nechila. But if assuming that he made a mistake, he has the right to say, look, this is a mistake. I'll give you your money back. It's not what you ordered. It's a completely different item. It's like ordering a car and getting a station wagon. Right? It's a different item. It's not what I ordered. It's not what I had made a deal with you. No, here was talking where there was no shilat. But they knew it was vinegar at the time of the seal. If it turned, then that's the shear we had a few weeks ago when something changes, when there's a mum. And here also the assumption is it's not a mum. Some people like, you know, then it would be like the first case. I wanted good quality and I got bad quality. Here some people want vinegar. They sell vinegar in the stores. Right? No. So the grapes. So at this point, from the grapes we would say, if I order seedless grapes and you give me grapes with seeds, that seems to be like good quality wheat, and you give me bad quality wheat. It's not like the second case is where it's a completely different item. Here, I'm ordering something which is good quality, you don't have to take out the seeds, and you sell me a worse quality, which is less expensive. So there, the halacha should be that the seller cannot... So I think his assumption... Mishpatai Tishmo's assumption is if you're buying it at a grocery store, you're not in the wine business, you're buying it to eat, and that it's going to be a less quality. Right? If it's, you know, then we get, if it would be the other way, then we get to last week's case, you know, you're ordering grapes, stam, it'd be for two purposes, but let's assume that's the assumption. And if, you know, that's not true, so then we're talking about anything else where you ordered grade A and you received grade B, the halacha should be very simply that the buyer could get his money back and the seller has no right to say, I want to take the merchandise back and I'll give you the money. Right? That's what we would say. So the question is, so what do you do with this Gemara in Beya? Right? We could really end this year here, but there's a Gemara in Beya which seems to contradict this Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara in Beya says like this, well-known Gemara. How do Amalei Beya de Pachilaman? Someone was going through the marketplace and he asked, I want eggs from a lot that were laid from a live chicken. Right, that seems obvious. Dead chickens don't lay eggs. But that's what he said. He wanted eggs that were laid by a live chicken. What he didn't want is he didn't want eggs that had been taken out of a chicken that had been shechted. He wanted eggs that had been laid, not eggs that had been taken from a slaughtered chicken. And they gave him eggs that had been taken from a slaughtered chicken. Right? He found out that that's what it was. So Asa Lakami to Rav Ami, came in front of Rav Ami. Amar Luhu, and Rav Ami said, he passed him the Shaila, Mekach Tosu. It's a Mekach Tos, Bahadur. You can get your money back. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, of course, if you order something that's coming from alive laid eggs and they give you something different, it's pshita that you could get your money back. Of course, it's a mekach tos. So zot the gemara. Ma'ar teima. What might you think? Hayla chila kabaylu. Right. What's the difference if it comes out from a live chicken or slaughtered? The difference is whether you can breed them and have chickens come out of them. If it's born complete, so then you can have a chicken sit on it and have it have other chickens. If it came out from a dead chicken, so then it's not able to be used for breeding purposes. So that's why he's saying it's a mekach tos. The assumption was that he wanted them for breeding. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought that he wanted it for eating, and so then why does he ask for eggs from a live chicken. They're more fully developed. They taste better. They're riper. Rashi says that they're mevushal is called sarchan. They're completely done. They taste better. That's why he wants it. And lamai nafkamina. And if that was the case, he wanted them because they taste better. And he got gypped, and they gave him the lesser tasting eggs. The difference would be the mesvile beni beni, that he will get the difference in price back. Kamash melon. The Gemara is telling us that no, we assume when he says I want eggs from a live chicken, he wants it for breeding. And if he gets eggs that were from a shechted chicken, so then the halach is it's a mekach tov complete. Right, so we're going to be dealing with the havimina of the Gemara. The havimina of the Gemara was, let's just forget the end of the Gemara and look in the middle of the Gemara. The middle of the Gemara said that if he had asked for eggs of a fully developed eggs that had been born from a live chicken, that had been laid by from a live chicken, and they instead gave him eggs which aren't as tasty from a shechted chicken, he would only get back the difference in price. He would not be able to demand a full refund. It's only because we assume that when he says he wants them from a live chicken, it's because he needs them for breeding. It's a whole different thing now. That's why he can get a full refund. But if he was just asking for something l'chora of better quality, and they gave him something of lesser quality, right? He wants fully developed eggs, which, you know, fully ripened, a fully ripened watermelon, and they give him one that's less than fully ripened. So the Gemara seems to be saying that he would get the difference in value, but he wouldn't get a full refund. Right? You hear that? That's what the Havamina is saying. Right? So from that, the Truma Sedeshin says a halacha. Right? Truma Sedeshin's shilas are not real shilas. He just made them up to teach these halachas. So they're contrived, but they're still Torah. Reuven just can't say it happened then. Reuven told Shimon that I want you to sell me meat from a ram that has been made sterile. Apparently, that type of meat tastes better. By chickens, I don't know if anyone, by chickens it's called capon. By meat, it's called what? No, veal is, veal means they're tortured. Okay, so anyway, he wanted meat from this type of meat. It's better quality. Umachalo habasar. This is on the second page of this of the handout. Umachalo habasar, and they sold him the meat. Yenimsuma ayel sheinim asuris, and he found out that it was not from that. It was from a regular ram. The reichon odef, and that meat smells. Veina tov leachol kemasuris. It's not as good to eat as meat from a ram that was made sterile. And Reuven wants to get his full money back, because this is not what I ordered. And Shimon says, I don't want to give you your money back, I'll give you the difference in price between this better quality meat and the lesser quality meat. So who's right? So the Truma Sedeshin brings a raya from this Gemara in Beya that Shimon, the seller, is right. He could say, look, you see from the Gemara in Beya that when you sell an egg of lesser quality, it's an egg is an egg. And the best you can ask for is just the difference in price of the quality brings out, but you can't ask for a full refund. So the same thing over here. You have two qualities of meat from an ayel masuras or not masuras. So I gave you meat. You can make steaks. You can make whatever you want out of it because it smells a little bit more, and that's why it costs a little less. So I'll give you the difference in price, but I can't be forced to give you a full refund. Right? That's what the Truma Sedeshin passes. Right? So what's the obvious kasha? Right. Well, it's a stira to the first Gemara. Right? How's that different than the Mishnah in Baba Basra that said that if I ask for a good quality wheat and you give me bad quality wheat, I have the right to say a mekach tos. I get a full refund. We don't say, well, it's wheat is wheat, and I'll give you the difference in price. Why over here by the eggs and the Truma Sedeshin's case by the meat do we say if you get a lesser quality meat, the seller can say, look, I'll give you extra. He say, I don't like that. I don't want that kind. I ordered grade A. Don't give me extra grade B, which I don't like. I don't use that. So the Bach asked the kasha. The Bach The Truma Sedeshin is brought in by the Torah in the Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and the Ramah paskins it in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. The Bach asks, what do you do with the Gemara of Yafas and the Nimsa Rose? If you sell something on the pretext it's good quality, then it ends up bad quality, you have the right to demand a full refund. How can you say over here that you can just give back the difference? And besides it, he says to Lashon, how can you force him to eat something he doesn't like? This person is used to paying top dollar for the best quality meat, grade A, and you say, well, here, take the grade B, I'm going to give you extra, or I'll give you the difference in price. That's not what I ordered. I ordered grade A. How can you force me to eat something that I don't want? Right? That's the Bach's kashas on the Ran, or on the Truma Sedeshin, I'm sorry. So what do you do with the Gemara? So the Bach says, you know what? There's different gears in the Gemara in Beya. One of the gear solos in the Gemara, the Ran says, is, what did he do over here? He said, I want eggs from a hen that laid them. And instead he gave him eggs from a slaughtered hen. What did he do? He took them and he sat his hen on top of the eggs and he saw that it didn't work and they got ruined. Right, that you can't eat them now, and they didn't make chickens, and that's that. Now he's saying, I want my money back. So the seller can say, look, if you hadn't ruined the eggs, so then I'd give you a full refund. But now that you're not giving me the eggs back, so I'm only going to give you the difference in price. You don't like that, huh?
Very different.
But you shouldn't like it because we're going to ask a kasha from like.
But he knew when he got the eggs that they were from.
No, he didn't know. He assumed that it was what he had ordered.
Then how can he have a time now?
How can the seller have a time?
Right. He said, I took them and did what I was going to do.
Good question.
You tricked me.
We learned the halacha. We learned the halacha in the beginning, a few weeks ago. By Mekach Tos, we learned that if I buy something that's defective, and in the course of my using it, before I find out that it's defective, right, we said a case if you order a fabric and you start using the roll and cutting it up in pieces, and then you get to the middle and you see it's all damage, is not the right color. So you can take the whole thing back to the store and get a full refund. And the store can't say, well, look, you give me these little pieces, I can't do anything with them now, but I didn't do anything wrong. I used it like I was supposed to, and you sold me something defective, so I deserve my full money back. Right? That's the halacha. So over here, what did the guy do wrong? He went, he said, I wanted chickens from eggs from a laid chicken, from a live chicken, assuming that he wanted to breed them. And he puts his chicken on top and it gets messed up. Why is it that he would only get the difference back? Yeah? No. And if they're fully developed, then it's like any other egg. It's not like a regular egg. Right, especially if it has a shell, even if it's
a soft shell.
Yeah, it depends how. We're assuming the case, if he saw that it wasn't completely, he didn't have a hard shell, so then he would have known right away. He shouldn't have taken it. We're assuming it's fully developed. But the Bach asks on the Truma Sedeshin, how can you learn from this Gemara that you can get just a difference in price and you don't get a full refund? The Gemara over here has to be talking, and the Ran says, even if you don't have that gear, so the Gemara has to be talking in such a case. So the Ran says also, strong Lashona said, how can you force someone to take something that they don't want? It must be talking where the buyer had ruined it, and that's why he can't return it, and that's why he's not getting a full refund. And we'll have to answer your question soon. Okay, so that's the Kasha on the Bach. Barry, can you unplug it? So, the Chassam Sofer defends Rashi. It defends, because this is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, the Chassam Sofer defends Rashi and defends the Truma Sedeshin. He says like this, and this is going to be Nogeya La'alacha. He brings the Ritva says, now what's the real difference? Once again, we're talking in the Havmina of the Gemara. The Havmina was that they were not being used for breeding. It was just a different quality of eating, right? So the Ritva says that there's no difference between the eggs, really. Right? Once again, the Havmina is that he wanted eggs from a live hen because they taste better. The maskana is that he wanted them because he wanted for breeding. The having of Gemara was that if he wants them for eating and it's less of a quality, he only gets the difference in price. The Gemara said, no, here we're talking where he wanted them for breeding, and that's a whole different type of egg, and he can demand a full refund. Right? That was that the back and forth of the Gemara. So in the beginning of the Gemara, where we thought he wanted them for eating, and he just wanted a better quality, he wanted a quality of a fresh-born egg, not from a slaughtered chicken. So over there, the Ritva says, there's no real difference between an egg from a slaughtered hen or an egg that's born from a slaughtered hen if you're going to eat them. And any one that makes a difference, that's rak kepeda shel katan. That's just a katan, someone who's nitpicky. He's trying to find something wrong. Right? There's no big difference between them. Because he said it. He said it, right. He said he wanted that kind. Yeah, I know. They have the Bach has a strong kind of, but the Ritva says that it gets to a point where if you order something, I know you want good quality. I'll give you good quality. And because you have in the back of your mind that you have some Baba Maisa, that there's something wrong with this type of thing, so that can't force me to give a refund. Like if, let's say the case we were saying in the beginning that, you know, you order this brand of grapes and I give you a different label, but it's really manufactured at the same store and they just put a different label on it and they ran out of boxes and they put the label. So even though I said I ordered, in the case I was thinking of, right, you say you want Coke in that type of label on the bottle, you know, the new labels, and they give you one with the old label. And it's not because Santa Claus is on it that you didn't want that one, right? It was just a different picture. A different picture. So there comes a point where you can't demand a refund, right? What do you want? It's the same price, the same product. I'm sorry I was out of that label. If I had, I would have been glad to give it to you. I figured you'd rather have this than nothing, so I gave it to you, right? So would you hear then? Would you say, but I ordered that type? Yes, so the Ritva says that the difference between this type of egg and the other is so minute, if any, that it's like the difference in the label on the soda. Thank you. And the same thing, and the Chassam Sofer says, that's the difference between the two types of meat that the Truma Sedeshin is talking about is also very minute. He says, Gurayas, he says, what type of animals were brought in the Beis HaMikdash as karbanos. Right? It was regular animals that weren't sterile. And the halacha is, what's the lashon that the Kohen eats it lemashcha, he eats it legedula, he eats it with like derech lemelachid. So you see that there was never such a thing that this type of meat is any less quality than another type of meat. And he says, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not even allowed to be a Misari. There were only Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, there were no Goyim there. Who was going to be the Misaris, the animals there, to make them taste better? It must be that there's nothing wrong with that type of meat. And if you are now complaining about it, that's called nitpicking. That's what the way Chassam Sofer defends the Truma Sedeshin, Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara in Beya, against the Bach and the others that disagree. It's a hard line. But I think what he's saying, you can look at the Lashon. The Lashon is, it's Yafas and Imsa Yafas. Right? They're both good quality. He says if it's a Kaptan, it's a Kapeda Shal Kaptan, that's his Lashon. If I see that you're just looking for things, why'd you order it? Because you had it in your head and I would have been glad to give it to you. We're not talking about rotten people here. I would have been glad to give it to you except that it wasn't available, so I gave you this. At least you have something. There seems to be a machlokas between the Truma Sedeshin, the Ramah, and Chassam Sofer defending him, and the Bach, and most other Achronim who disagree. And they say, if I order something, the Aruch HaShulchan says very strongly, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shai Mishpat says it's a machlokas, such as Hamazim Echaveir Al-Varaya, the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are those that say that it's a Safei, but he says that, how can you force someone to take something that they didn't order? He says, in all cases, Pshita shim lakach basa. He says halacha karam. The halacha is that you have to take what you have to give what the person ordered. Then he says, if it's a you order tops and they give you bottoms, that's for sure. That's no shayl. That's a different item. There for sure you could get your money back. That's a darav pashat, he says. But even in this little chiddush of the Truma Sedeshin, he disagrees with that also. He says that once you order something, the Nesiv Yosha, this contemporary sefer, also says the minig is that if someone orders something, they're entitled to get exactly what they ordered and nothing else. I would hear, though, you know, if I was a seller and it went so, it was so nitpicking to the type of label, so it's a different box, a different company name on the box, but it's from the same manufacturer, and it was just, you know, they have different labels, and they didn't have that label, and I gave it to you because I thought you'd rather have that than nothing, so then maybe you could hear the Truma Sedeshin. I just want to finish with a question from last week you should ask. But the Maskana of the Gemara, and just interesting to see the way the two sides deal with this. The Maskana of the Gemara, and this will answer your question also. The Maskana of the Gemara was that we're talking where, when he says, I want eggs, the Gemara in Beya, when I want eggs from a live chicken, that means he wants them for breeding. And if he wants them for breeding, he's entitled to his full money back. So the Achronim asks, some suffer, the Mishar Mishra, they both ask the Kasha, based on last week's halacha, of Ein Holchin B'Momen Achara, what did we learn last week? We learned that when I ask for an ox, and you give me an ox that has to be killed because it's a goring ox, we said, even though most people buy oxen for plowing, since I didn't specify, I just said an ox, and this ox is good for shechita, for eating, I can't demand my money back. So the Achronim ask over here, let's plug in the same things. I asked for an egg from a live chicken. Most people use eggs from a live chicken for breeding. A few of them like them because they taste better. So why can't the seller say to the buyer, you're saying that you wanted it for breeding and you want a full refund. I thought you wanted it for, you just said you wanted an egg from a live chicken. Some people like eggs from a live chicken because they're more fully developed the way Rashi said. And I thought you wanted it because they taste better or because they're bigger, you get more for your money. I thought that's why you wanted it, not for breeding. And you're going to tell me most people that order these type of eggs want them for breeding. Ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. There's a minority that don't mind that there are a minority that want these type of eggs for eating, the better eating quality, and not
it
for... Yes, so we don't know which purpose it is now. Most people want this type of purpose egg for breeding. A few want it because it tastes better. And you didn't say what you wanted it for. You just said you wanted an egg from a live chicken. Most want it for breeding. A few want it for eating. Why don't we say in Holcha B'Mamon Achar Arov? So the Chassam Sofer says, the way he's defending Rashi, he says, this is a raya to Rashi's pshat. This is a raya that there's no difference at all between the eating value of these types of eggs. There's no difference whether they come from a live hen or a shechted hen. They taste exactly the same. So the Gemara's Maskana is, when you ask for a egg from a live chicken, it's for sure that you want it for breeding, because in eating there's no difference, and if there is, it's a miut de miut. We said last week that even but if it's a miut de miut, so then you do go by the rov. So the maskana of the Gemara was, when you say you want from a live chicken, it's because 99% is for breeding, so then you can't use that tine anymore. That's the way Chassam Sofer defends it in Rashi. The Shaar Mishpat is defending those that argue with Rashi in the Truma Sedeshin and the Ramah. He's going to explain the Bach's view. He says like this. The Sharon Mishpat says that, why don't we say in Holchav Mama Nachara, we have this Kasha that Yaakov asked before. Right? Let's focus on the Bach's pshat, on the Ron's pshat. We're talking where he went and he put the chicken on the egg, ruining it, and that's why he's not getting a full refund. So he asked, the halacha is, if you use it in a normal way, you're entitled to get a full refund. You don't say, well, you ruined it, you're not giving it back to me, I'm only going to get the difference. So why can't you demand a full refund? So the answer depends on what we're talking about. The answer depends on in the Havnin of the Gemara where some people, where we thought he was buying it for eating, and he just said his type tastes better. So there we say, oh, you bought it for eating, so why'd you put a chicken on top of it and ruin it? So in that case, you can only ask for the difference in price because you did something unusual. We learned that the only time you can get a full refund when you use it was if you used it in the normal way. If you used it in an abnormal way, right, you took the fabric and you used it to kill bugs with it, and then you find out later that, you know, there's something damaged in it, so you ruined it in an abnormal way, so then you can't get a full refund. So here, if you're buying it for eating and you put a chicken on top of it, that's not a normal way to use an egg that you're buying for eating, so you can only get a partial refund. The maskana of the Gemara though is that when a person asks for a chicken from an egg from a live chicken is for breeding, so it's for breeding, so then putting a chicken on it is a regular use, and then you can get a full refund. And what do you want to say? Ein holchin b'mamon achar harov. You want to say that the seller should say, I thought you were going to use, you were from the minority using it for the better taste. Well, once the maskana of the Gemara is that most people who say they want a breeding a chicken from a live egg is for breeding, that means that the seller knows he's going to put it on, that the chicken could be put on the egg, and even if it was used for achila, he would be entitled to demand a full refund. So he can't say, I thought you were someone that wants it for eating because it's better. Even if I wanted it for eating, I could demand a full refund now because I did nothing wrong like putting the chicken on top of it. So either way, either shita you use, there won't be any kash from last week's year because the rove won't make a difference. So to wrap up, we started with the simple Mishnah and Baba Basra, and that's the halacha l'maisa, that if you order something of good quality and they give you a bad quality, you, the buyer, are entitled to demand a full refund. The seller can't ask for a refund. The halacha should very well be that if you order seedless grapes and they give you grapes with seeds, so you can demand, or you order grade A chicken and they give you grade B, where there is a difference, roaster and broiler, whichever is there's a difference in prices, the difference in quality, so then you could demand a refund. If it's a completely different thing, right, it's tops and bottoms, and or it's a better quality, a different manufacturer, and there's a big difference in quality between the two, so then both the seller and the buyer can change, can retract the sale once they find out that there's been a mistake. Right, that's the other halacha in the Mishnah. The gray area is where it's essentially the same, and you have some quirk that you wanted a specific type of thing. You wanted, according to Truma Sedeshin, from a live hen rather than a dead hen, capon rather than chicken. But you wanted that specific thing. So according to Truma Sedeshin and the Ramah, and the Shar Mishpat Sesemosim Chaveir Olav Araya, you might have a case to say, the seller might have a case to say, look, that is just being a captain. There's no big difference between the two types of things, and I'm not mechuyev to give you a full refund. I'll give you the difference in price. There's a small difference in price, I'll give you that. But you have no right to demand a full refund. I thought I was doing you a favor. You asked for it. I didn't have that one in stock, so I gave you this. You're having a big party, so I gave it to you. You can now come the day after and give it back a full refund and say that you couldn't use it. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the Nesiv Yosha says that's a minig. As soon as you say that you want something specific, and you say, this is what I want, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying, even in this case, the way the Truma Sedeshin describes it, if there's the slightest of difference, if there's the slightest of difference, you can say, that's what I wanted and not the other. It could be that everyone will agree if there is no real difference, like the case where we said it's just a different label, it's a different brand name on it, but it's made of the same factory, with the same hashkacha, the same everything, the same people working, they're just... they have different brands for different parts of the country. So if there's mamish no difference, and you said I wanted that kind, so in that case it could be maybe, I don't have any rye one way or the other, could be then everyone would agree that the seller can say, look, there's no big difference and the price is the same. If it's different, I'll give you that little difference in price. In that case, it could be they would all agree to learn from the sugya and beya, that the havmin of the gemara beya, where we thought that he wanted it for eating because it's a little bit more fully developed, that there you only get back the difference in price. You can't demand a full refund.